I'm Jean Stillwell on the new Classical FM. It's 9:22. And this Sunday, October 19th, Mississauga Mayor Carolyn Parrish and the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra will celebrate the City of Mississauga's 50th anniversary at the Living Arts Center with the Heroic Symphony, a Mayor's Gala Concert. Now, a special post-concert VIP reception with Mayor Parrish, Maestro Mastro Monaco, members of the council and special guests will wrap what will be a fantastic evening of music and mingling. Joining us on the phone right now is Maestro Mastro Monaco to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you, and it's nice to talk to you again.
Likewise.
Now, let's talk about this concert.
Yes, this is our season opener.
Mm-hmm, great.
We kick off the season. What a better way. But to have the support of City Council, Her Worship, Mayor Carolyn Parrish, who is an incredible supporter of the arts.
Great.
We're thrilled to start the season with city support, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the City of Mississauga, and with some incredible music.
Right. And so the concert itself, the music that you're going to be playing is the Eroica Symphony, right?
Yeah.
And a piece by Chopin as well. We'll get to that in a second. Now, why did you choose Beethoven's Eroica Symphony in particular?
Well, beginning of the season and 50th anniversary and the new mayor, all of these things are all groundbreaking. And as was the Third Symphony of Beethoven, the Eroica was really a groundbreaking work, a monumental piece. And I thought, what a better way to start the season than with such an incredible piece of music.
And it must be so much fun to conduct.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just a conduit, conductors. We really must remove ourselves from being the showpiece and just be there to be a conduit between the musicians and the audience, because it's really the musicians that do all the work.
Wow. You know what? You're just being too humble, because that's just not true. I mean, if you don't have a good conductor at the helm, forget it. Come on.
Yes. You know, we are there to guide.
Absolutely.
And obviously, keep things together up there, but the inspiration, besides coming from the conductor, comes from each individual that puts in tremendous amount of work and effort. Really an incredibly difficult piece for any orchestra.
For sure.
And we're certainly looking forward to premiering it this Saturday.
Well, good for you. And it also speaks of the respect that you have for your orchestra to be able to play this piece. It's wonderful. And isn't it wonderful to hear about that you are going to be playing Beethoven? Such a wonderful, powerful work that really does communicate so much and celebrate so much. And know that your orchestra can do that under your helm as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, besides the Beethoven, a varied program.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. So the first half will feature Chopin's first piano concerto, the E minor, with an incredible soloist, pianist Eric Guo, who is the first prize winner of the second international Chopin competition on period instruments.
Wow.
Just this past year in 2023.
Oh.
An incredibly talented individual, and his career will certainly flourish internationally very, very soon.
And when was that competition?
It was the 2023 competition in Warsaw.
Very exciting.
I've had the pleasure of working with Eric before.
Oh, nice.
It was just the year before he won the competition, and he's already just playing everywhere. Just came back from Prague, doing some Dvorak there. So a really talented person, I think, that audiences will just be thrilled to hear.
And it's always important, of course, that there's a nice relationship with yourself and Guo, Eric Guo. So that always feels good, and that communicates, doesn't it?
Yes, it's, you know, when you find young, talented artists and you share with them as opposed to, you know, be the conductor and the soloist, and you compromise, you collaborate, and you work through the music together to make sure that both the artist, soloist, the orchestra and the conductor, and of course the audience is satisfied in what they're about to see and hear.
That's fantastic. Now, let's talk about this beginning piece, the Metropolis Overture. It's a special composition written particularly for Mississauga.
Yes. So for the 40th anniversary of the city of Mississauga, we had a commissioned work by Larissa Kuzmenko, who, wonderful composer, and is from Mississauga.
Excellent.
So that was a fantastic 10 years ago. And now for the 50th, I reached out to Larissa and asked if she would be okay with us having it done for the 50th anniversary. And she agreed. She will be at the concert. Thrilled to see her again. It's been many years. And it's just a lovely overture that depicts sort of the transformation of Mississauga from rural early years to what it is, a bustling city today.
And this program certainly is a wonderful example of that, Dennis.
Yeah, like I said, you know, a little bit of everything, you know, a very modern opener, this early classical Chopin, and then, of course, Beethoven's monumental Third Symphony.
Well, Dennis, I want to thank you so much for talking with us at a particularly very busy time for yourself.
And thank you, Jane, for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks. All the best and have a great time.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco about the 50th anniversary of the Mississauga City. And it's at the Living Arts Center with the Heroic Symphony, a Mayor's Gala concert, a special post-concert VIP reception with the Mayor and Maestro Mastromonaco, members of council and special guests. For tickets, you can get the tickets at mississaugasymphony.ca. That's mississaugasymphony.ca.